David Aldous.
David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast. As always, it's wonderful to have your company. Let me tell you about what is happening on today's program. I can tell you and confirm with you that being like Christ and part 18 is part of what we're doing today. We're going to look at John, the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter and verse 2. I'll correct that. Verse 20, in fact. John, the 15th chapter, verse 20. That is all coming up very, very soon. We've got some music from Terry McCallman, Hillsong and Cornerstone. And I'm going to play you a hymn. Yes, you heard me right. I am going to play you a hymn. Daylight. But right now, this is a fabulous, fabulous song. This is Terry McCallman and Angus Day.
What a joy to shout your
praise. It would be lovely to get your company and for you to write to us, studio at worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. If you know Angus Day, just sing along. Oh, he plays this live, and it's amazing.
King of kings you are. powerful statement.
Sing along.
Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty?
That is so powerful. That is Terry McCallman. And Angus Day, of course. Coming right up, I'm going to bring you Being Like Christ and Part 18. And today we take a look at John, the 15th chapter, and verse 20. If you'd like to contact us, it would be great to hear from you. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. And I can't wait to bring you that hymn as well. So much more to come. Your comments are always very, very welcome. Such wonderful worship here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast.
You are worthy.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshipping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio at worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's devotional. This is part of our series, our current series, Being Like Christ. And I believe is part 17. Today we look at John, the 15th chapter. And we're going to study verse 20, but I'm going to look from verse 18. This is what it says. It says, and this is Jesus talking, by the way, in the famous love chapter in John 15. He says, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally, they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. Amazingly wise counsel from our Lord. Do you often wonder why you're going through all sorts of persecution? Do you often wonder why things aren't working out? You see, the Christian life isn't about merely giving your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and then everything in the garden is rosy. It's all wonderful. You pray for this, it happens. You pray for that, it happens. You pray for some money to come into your life, it happens. You pray for a new car, it happens. That's not true. That isn't what happens at all. Jesus did say, whatever you pray for in my name, I will do it. But sometimes Jesus does not answer our prayers the way we would love them to be answered. You know, there was an amazing movie. I think this was quite a prophetic movie, actually. And I'm trying to rack my brains for the title. God Almighty, I think it was called. No, it wasn't called God Almighty at all. Evan Almighty, I think it was, something like that. And Jim Carrey had the job of being God. And all the prayers started to come in, and he just said yes to them all. And he used a computer to do it because he couldn't figure out another way of doing it. So he used this computer to just say yes to all the prayers that came in. And then you saw disasters happening all across the world because he had said yes to all of these prayers. And it's a great lesson. You see, God Almighty, our Lord God Almighty, knows exactly what he is doing. And the only way through the crises that we have sometimes on a daily basis, is to keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Him. I'm going through some personal stuff at the moment with my family, and it's really difficult. It's not easy at all. Mags, my PA, is also going through some personal things with her family. And in her case, it's not easy at all. You don't need to know what it is. You need to know that we are keeping our eyes focused on Him. We are keeping our eyes glued upon the Lord because we can't do anything. We can do nothing. And Jesus says, the world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it. Well, there's a choice. There's a choice right there. All you've got to do is to belong to the world, and then all your problems will be solved. But I would never do that. I cannot think of a life without my Lord Jesus Christ in my life. I cannot think or bear to think of a life without God, without His grace, without His love pouring into my life day after day, without the peace that only comes from Him. I could not bear my life a second longer without God in my life. And that is so true. And so therefore, I reject the world. I reject all it has to offer, and I accept my Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I strive toward that goal to keep my eyes well and truly fixed on Him at all times, because without it, I cannot continue. I cannot manage to get my way through all the crises that hit me. I cannot manage to find a way through the maze of rubbish that there is there unless I have the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. And so I want to keep my eyes well and truly fixed on Him. And beloved, today on the daily devotional, I would urge you to decide to do the same thing. Constantly. Constantly, we get emails from right across the world for people who are asking for prayer, and there's nothing wrong with that because they need support in what they're going through. We all need support in what we're going through. Every time there is something going on with me, I don't deal with it on my own. I hand it over to the prayer team, and they begin to pray, and I see miracles happening. Why? Because that is the way forward. We all need support. We all need brotherly love support from all across the world, from wherever we are, because this, beloved, is our community. This is why we need church. And for you, perhaps this is church, and that is fine. But we need church. Why? Because we need the support of our brothers and sisters when we are going through crises, when we are going through hard times, troubles of many kinds. James, the brother of Jesus, even says in James, the first chapter and the second verse, consider it pure joy when you go through trials. Let's go to it real quick. James, the brother of Jesus, the first chapter, and we're going to look at verse 2, and this is what James says. He says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Now, on the face of it, that seems a ridiculous statement to make. How can you consider it pure joy when you're going through all sorts of rubbish? As I say, I'm going through stuff right at the moment, and it's really difficult to see the joy, but there is joy there, and I'll show you why. Because James goes on and he says, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed," watch this, "you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." So therefore, when we're going through trials and we can consider them joy, it's for a reason. Because we're going through this stage of endurance and we have to endure this stuff. You see, if we were going to go through a perfect life with no problems, nothing going wrong, all the money we need, all the vehicles we need, the jobs that we need, and we're not ill at all, there's no medical conditions, nothing's going wrong in our life, why would we consider it joy? Why would there be joy? There wouldn't be. Because if everything was going right, I'll tell you this, because we are human beings, we'd want more. So therefore, there would be no joy. Beloved, we have no choice but to do as Jesus is commanding us to do and to keep our eyes well and truly firmly fixed on Him, because He is the greatest. He says in verse 20, do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me naturally, underline that word if you have it in your Bible, naturally, they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. Are you hearing that? If they had listened to Jesus, they would be listening to you. But many did not listen to Jesus. Many did not listen to the counsel that He brought. Many did, but many didn't. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one," say no one, "no one comes to the Father except through me." That's in John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter and verse 6. That is another verse I would love you to write down on a bit of post-it and whack it on the fridge. It's so important, that verse. No one comes to the Father but by me, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So when you're going through trials, when you're going through hard times, as James says, consider it pure joy. For it works towards your perseverance. And Jesus says, don't expect to be loved, because the world hated Him. And so therefore, beloved, the world is going to hate you, but He has taken you from the world. You are not of the world any longer. And the daily devotional today, to be more like Jesus, says, keep your eyes focused on the Father. We are like Him. We are becoming more and more like Him as each day passes. And we know the world hated Him. And so therefore, the world will hate us. He is wonderful. He is glorious. And is so worthy of praise. And you know, all the troubles, all the problems that I have in my life, as I am bringing you this world, is drifting away. Because actually, when you analyze what is going on, it's not a problem. And it's certainly not a problem that Jesus can't fix. So, beloved, just keep your eyes focused on Him. Do you know, today I want to receive an email from you, studio@worshipradio247.org, just to say these words. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. And if you say amen right now, if you say amen, then you're telling me that your eyes are fixed on him. Say amen right now. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your word today. We give you the honor and the glory, and we say to you, you are wonderful. And Lord, you are the voice of hope as you whisper such love in our ears and in our hearts. We give you the glory and the honor that is due your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. What a word. What a word, Lord. Thank you for your word today. We give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And now we worship together. This is Hillsong. And it's called Cornerstone.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Every voice.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm born.
too long. Faultless stand before the throne.
Oh Lord, oh.
That is so powerful. That is Hillsong and Cornerstone. And I can tell you, we're not done yet. I'm going to bring you one final song on this podcast. On the next podcast, which will be coming out in 2 days' time, we're going to break bread once again. And I can't wait for that. That'll be on Friday of this week. I want to bring you a hymn that was written by Charles Wesley. And the reason I want to do that is for this reason and this reason alone. Well, apart from the fact that I absolutely love it and it's so worshipful. Charles Wesley wrote this particular hymn in 1739, and it's still going strong. And he wrote it to commemorate the first anniversary of his conversion to Christianity. And you can see why it is so, so powerful. You listen to this. Join in.
Oh,
Thank you so much for joining us today. We will see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye for now.